Now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. California has been experiencing its wettest winter in decades, and that's all thanks to that jet stream that has dumped more than 15 inches of rain on cities like L.A. since October. That's a good thing in a state that has chronic water management issues. The bad news? Researchers say that thanks to climate change, a wet winter like this one will no longer make a difference come next year's wildfire season. Here to tell us more is my guest, Valerie Truay, Associate Professor of Dendrochronology at the University of Arizona. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this. There must be an upside to California getting all that rain, right?
Most definitely. So California's been in a drought, a five-year drought over the past years from 2012 to 2016. And so it's high time that some of its water reservoirs are refilled, which is happening now, especially in a state like California, like you said, that has needs water for its agriculture, for its ecosystems, for its people. And especially because California has a Mediterranean climate, so it really only receives water in winter. And so all the water it's going to get this year is what is falling now.
That's interesting. I didn't look at it that way. So why is it then, why is it this an especially rainy winter this year?
So part of an important reason why it's a rainy winter is the position of the jet stream. So the jet stream, or the wind high up in the atmosphere, about the elevation where airplanes fly. And these winds blow in an eastward direction across the entire northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere. And so they bring moisture from the Pacific Ocean towards the American West Coast. And when those when a jet stream is positioned straight over California, as is the case this winter, then it brings a lot of moisture over California. What happened, for instance, during the 2012-2016 drought is that there was a high pressure system sitting over the eastern Pacific, which diverted the jet stream and diverted the storms that come with the jet stream. And so the jet stream was positioned further north.
So what is the bad news here about the winter-summer relationship?
Yeah, so we use tree rings. I'm a dendrochronologist. I study the rings in trees. And in this study, we used them for two purposes. One, to look at jet stream dynamics back to 1600. And on the other hand, to look at wildfire in California over the same period of time. And what we found is that prior to the 20th century, years like this one, where the jet stream is positioned straight over California, you would almost be guaranteed a mild fire season the following summer, because you get wet winter, so wet or moist forests that didn't burn easily. What we find is after the 20th century, starting at the start of the 20th century, that connection between the position of the jet stream and wildfires in California has weakened to the extent that in the most recent decades, there's no connection between them anymore at all.
So you can't depend on having a wet winter, then having a moderate fire season.
Exactly. Yep. Wow. That's no longer a guarantee. It's possible that you'll have a mild fire season, but it's no longer a guarantee.
Any link to climate change here?
Right. Exactly. So the reasons why that's the case is that with globally rising temperatures, also in California, the temperatures are rising. And so you get summer droughts. Even after wet winter, you can get summer droughts because it's hotter. Mm. So the drought is not just a function of how much moisture there is, but also of the temperature. Mm. So with wetter, with warmer temperatures, you get drier conditions.
Right.
In addition to that, there's a century of fire suppression that happened in California. So we've started putting out fires around the start of the 20th century.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there, Dr. Truay. Thank you for taking time to be with us today. Valerie Truay, Associate Professor of Dendrochronology at the University of Arizona.